Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 6:51. I'm Howard Philbin. Good morning. In a highly controversial step, the Cabinet approves a government resolution allowing a ministerial committee to fire the Attorney General, a move that circumvents the previous procedure that required a professional statutory committee to be consulted before such a decision was made. Earlier yesterday, the Attorney General's office stated that the proposed new method of firing the Attorney General would politicize the position, make Attorney General dependent on government's goodwill, and contravene High Court rulings, and therefore would be unlawful. What is this really about? Is this back to the judicial reform discussions that were taking place? Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. She's an expert in lawfare. She joins us this morning. Anne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Is this back? Is this whole judicial reform issue back on the table again?
Yes. Again, this is one of the things that when the judicial reform was initially proposed, I guess it was about 2 years ago already, that this was one of the things that the supporters of that reform were pushing.
Right.
Because they didn't like in some countries, the Attorney General is more aligned with the government, and they didn't like that fact that that's not always the case in Israel.
Right. So what is the, is this a political focus? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's a political focus. I think it's, some commentators have said it's a means to distract attention from those who want to bring legislation about the Haredi draft in
right.
Israel, to have the ultra-Orthodox serve in the army. So some people are arguing that. It's time of war. I don't think these types of things
matter,
are the best moves,
yes.
Considering, also considering leading up to October 7th and these mass protests, the government was trying to push through these reforms without really any discussion. And these are things that are, leading to big change in how the Israeli legal system works and the legislative process. And these were things that were trying to be rammed through without, proper discussion and debate about the best policy and how to proceed. And it just seems that this is not the best way to be proceeding, given what we're facing at the moment.
And it comes across as a little duplicitous, doesn't it? Trying to do it at a time where focus is elsewhere, where everybody is floundering with trying to understand what the future is in terms of Gaza, the hostages, and not really having a look or focused on this issue.
Yeah, exactly. And also, people are the demands that have been made on Israeli society in the past year and a half are unimaginable. In terms of people are going back now for their fourth or fifth round of reserve duty. People are spending hundreds and hundreds of days in the army to the detriment of their families. We have the hostage crisis still. The economy, there's so many things going on, and it's just kind of inconceivable that, unfortunately, the government is playing these political games at the moment.
And is it about the outcome, or is it about something else?
No, I do think it is about the outcome for the people pushing it. I believe the proponents of the reform feel very strongly about these issues. I don't think they're being disingenuous about it,
right.
The people that want to do it. But, it is, but I do think because of Netanyahu's legal troubles, it can't be seen in any other ways except nakedly political. Were he not having those legal troubles,
right, then it would be seen in a different light.
Exactly. And if it was being done in a process with input, and it was really trying to solve a problem. I mean, there are issues here, obviously, with the judiciary that do
right.
need discussion and reform. but not certainly not in the way it's been going.
But isn't that the challenge? Because somebody like you, who speaks out for Israel and who's obviously very, very supportive of it, acknowledging rationally that there is a need to look at how it's constituted. There is a need for change or reform, whatever you call it, but is not supportive of the procedure that's being followed. So if somebody like you, who is measured, rational, and, you know, is able to see all of it, is critical of it, then what do we expect from the rest of Israeli society?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think most, you know, I think most people, if you could have a rational discussion about, like, and I don't think it's necessarily even far-reaching reforms. I think there are a couple of things that, you know, coming from another legal system where I think things work better,
right,
might be better here.
Right.
But I just think it's on the government's part. I do think, though, many actors in the government are acting in their own self-interest. I think some of the people pushing the reform are sincere about it. But I do think there are far too many people in the government that are just exploiting this for their own agenda. And I think that's what's so disturbing. And then when we're in this crisis, we've been in this crisis because of the war. It's really, personally, I find it appalling that they're playing these types of games right now.
What is likely to come of this? Can it be challenged?
It will be challenged in the courts for sure. But you know, it's not going to make the protests stop.
No.
You know, and I hear them from my house, you know, several times a week. You know, there's the protests that began before the war, and there have been protests all along during the war, mostly on the hostage issue. But I think we're going back now to a place where there are going to be massive demonstrations again about what's going on with the government. So this is certainly not going to help matters from that perspective. And I don't think a divided society at the moment is what Israel needs.
Yeah. Is Israeli society as divided as the media likes to make them out to be?
Well, I do think certainly not in terms of the war, in terms of the justness of the war. You know, people are, I wouldn't say divided. I think they're just differences in terms of, you know, what's the war strategy at the moment? You know, what's the end game? But I do think in terms of the government, there's definitely a split in Israeli society, definitely about the issue of the ultra-Orthodox in the army. You know, that's just a massive issue.
Yeah,
and especially with the war, like, you know, that may even be like a 75%, 25% issue.
Yes.
You know, so that for sure could bring down the government, that issue alone. And I do think it was split about the reform issue before. I think that was true. Yeah.
That is where we do need to leave it. Anne Hertzberg, thank you. As always, legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in lawfare, talking to us about the Israeli cabinet's approval to fire the attorney general. Is it lawful? You can hear the thunder in Johannesburg this morning. It is becoming very, very cold and overcast. Lots of rain expected. Keep warm, and we're going to be talking about Netflix or whatever it is that you watch. We need to know which are the series that we need to be watching today. It's 7 o'clock.